Okay, and here we are back once again in the bottom part of the, that sounds wrong, in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, formerly known as the Institute, or it might still be known as the Institute, magnificent edifice in Murray Street, Gawler. And we're once again reading, looking back through the files of the Bunyip. My name is Kay, and I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's always good to be here. And today we are reading the Bunyip for Wednesday, 7th of December, 2022. And it's not long until we have a break for 1 week over Christmas, New Year. I think the Bunyip will only be out for one week. Mm. They normally do. I mean, anything might change when yes. you look at the quality of it. Anyway, let's not go there about the spelling. Anyhow, 150 years ago, accident. A rather serious accident befell Mr. Alexander Emsley on Saturday last. While getting seated on one of the wings of his spring cart, the horse suddenly moved on, causing Mr. Emsley to somersault heavily onto his head. And that's spelt somersault, S-U-M-M-E-R-S-A-U-L-T. So there's nothing like good old phonetic spelling, is there? And they've actually spelt Emsley on one line and Emily on the other. So I'm not sure. I think it's Mr. Emsley because it's a good Gawler name.
It is. Yeah.
Mr. Emsley was removed to the Old Spot Hotel, where he was presently attended by Dr. Wilkinson. And a few hours afterwards, he was so far recovered from the shock to the system as to be taken home, where he is mending rapidly. We're very happy for him.
Yes. Head injuries were fairly common back then.
Well, horses, yes. People die in car accidents. People used to die in horse riding and still do. Of course, we won't talk about that.
Yeah. But I know on the change in names, when I was researching the family, that there was one single article about a court case where they changed the name about three times.
Oh,
it's all different ways.
So irritating.
It is.
Yes.
Well, you could at least be consistent within the one article.
I once worked, someone who was a journalist and very highly paid, and they had to write a fill-in story in a newsletter about graffiti. And they spelt graffiti three different ways in five sentences. And I thought, well, they're getting paid the big bucks. It's like, I don't know how people get past it.
No. And spell checker now, of course, eliminates a lot of it, you'd expect.
And you would expect that eliminates somersault, but obviously that's the old spelling of it.
Yes.
And,
it's taken directly from the
Bunyip of that time. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Interesting.
Sometimes, quite often in these articles, you get typos because the transcript has missed words or misread words.
Oh, yeah. You find that in Trove when you're looking up something and it'll put a word across and you think, well, that's not the right word, and you have to go back and edit it and change it.
So I think these earlier ones are taken from Trove.
Oh, okay,
which is why they have those errors.
Ah, yes, that makes sense.
So 100 years ago, larceny, 6 months. Quite a character appeared before the Gawler Court yesterday morning, charged with larceny of a rug from Mrs. Wilson's residence, Bridge Street, North Gawler, and a pair of boots from the shop of Mr. T.B. George, Murray Street. The prisoner gave his name as Bob Murray and said he had been working in the district for the past 6 months, being engaged principally by Mr. Harold Dawkins. Upon the hearing, the prisoner talked incessantly, cajoling, pleading, threatening even, that he should be given a certain sentence and no more, and his artistry in the different phases created quite a lot of merriment. Murray got a shock when the bench, Messrs. Busbridge and A.O. Dawkins, tersely announced 6 months, the sentences to be concurrent.
They probably gave him a worse sentence because he was trying to cajole himself out of it.
Yes, sounded like it.
Oh, God, what a character. I wonder if his name really was Bob Murray.
It implies that it wasn't.
Yes,
so.
It's in quotes, isn't it? Oh, Bob,
Of course, back then, people could just go under any name.
Commonplace.
Didn't have any real identification, quite commonly.
Yes, we had an ancestor whose well, relation, and he died, and his wife took their three children interstate, and with her was a man who called himself by her surname, like my ancestor's relation's surname. So this man was by no means a Hampton, but always was known by Hampton. But many years later, when he died, something happened to him, but she always denied to her children that there was any man, you know, even though they'd travelled with him and went interstate with him. It was like, oh, okay, fine. She must have been quite a character. Okay, 50 years ago, Quest Ball raised $924. Kerry Richter Crown. The Miss Gawler Quest, which came to a climax at Saturday's formal ball in the Gawler Institute, raised a total of $924 for the Evanston Preschool Centre. In a colourful ceremony, Miss Kerry Richter, 18, of Reeves Plains, was crowned, robed, sashed and enthroned as Miss Gawler. A Gawler High School matriculation student, Kerry had been sponsored by the school's Interact Club. Oh, good on her. $924 was actually quite a reasonable amount of money.
50 years ago, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Back when you could buy a pie and a drink for 20 cents.
Oh, yes.
I remember back in 74, kids at school complaining because they didn't get enough change or something to buy a soft drink after they bought their pie from 20 cents because of inflation. That was around that time. So, yes, at that stage, that does put into perspective how much $900. You'd be talking thousands now.
Yeah.
A significant figure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that ball, of course, was above us.
Up in the Institute.
Yes. So.
Now the council chamber and James Martin meeting room and just the hall, I suppose. It's the original hall, isn't it?
It's a beautiful space up there.
It is a lovely space.
And restored it.
And the council chamber now is in the area that was the stage area and backstage area of the old Institute. So, yeah, quite good use of it because I think they're making more use of it now that it's a more segregated and more purposeful area.
Until the upgrade, I'd only been up there a couple of times. Once was for couple of exhibitions.
Oh, okay. No, we went up there a lot when I was in rural youth many, many years ago. We used to have our balls up there and events and rally, you know, activities. It was used quite a lot, but now I'm talking about the 1970s, 80s. And the old supper room was just dreadful on the northern side and outside, and you accessed it from High Street.
Yes,
and it had this rickety old floor, and it was freezing cold in winter. And
it was like a little annex, really.
Yeah, it was a little annex, and it opened, big double doors opened out to it. So all the grog was out there, so that's where everyone was served their drinks, and the room would get stinky and wet and smell of beer, and you'd have all these young enthusiastic people. That's where I learned to pour a beer. I was shown how to pour a beer there. Oh, yeah, no, you tilt, you know, do it this way, that way, and then you don't get much head on it. Oh, okay. Not that I'm a beer drinker or anything. So, yeah, I still envisage being up there. Anyway, I digress. Sorry.
That's fine. It's an interesting digression, and it's a little bit of Gawler's history. 25 years ago. Merger thumbs up. November the 5th marked the first 6 months of the amalgamated city of Playford, a date which has crept up on those who have worked to make it happen. For Marilyn Baker, the inaugural mayor of the new city, one of the biggest challenges has been surviving the change, but even she is happy with the results so far. It's been great seeing everything come together, especially considering it's an all-new management team, said Ms. Baker.
I think she was recently re-elected onto the council.
The name's familiar.
As a councillor, ward councillor in Ward 4, I think.
So they still have wards down there?
Yeah. They had quite a... Contrary to Gawler, who's only got one ward plus the female mayor, I think Playford had two-thirds of their councillors women.
Right.
Yeah, quite a lot. I think it was Playford. I'm happy that in our Adelaide Plains Council we've got all four women that stood were elected, which means we've got a 4-5 split. And a couple of times when the other two women were away, because I was one of three in the last term, and there was one meeting where I thought, whoa, this is a really blokey atmosphere in here. You just felt it.
Yes.
Anyway, let's move on. 10 years ago, SA's top volunteers. Evanston is now officially home to the most community-minded residents in regional South Australia. On Friday night, Betty and Howard Locking were named the winners of the Community Individual category at the Advantage SA Regional Awards. The honour acknowledges individuals who have made an outstanding contribution to their local community and are an inspirational role model for their region and have gone above and beyond the call of duty. Yes, I remember Howard and Betty. They were a really nice couple, really nice people. That was I remember that award happening. It's an award well deserved.
Yes, it's good that volunteers do get acknowledged.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's too often that voluntary work doesn't get respected. So, under Gawler now and then, Murray Street, circa 1900. Looking north from Carlton Road corner, the tram lines... Oh, yes, there's the old spot on the right.
It's a murky photo.
It's a very murky photo. So it's a bit hard to determine exactly what things are. The tram lines led from Gawler Railway Station for the horse tram to transfer people between the town and the train because the original line stopped at terminated at Gawler and didn't come into Gawler Central. And John Martin's trams ran up the main street.
Oh, okay.
So he needed to put the train line in so he could get his locos from the foundry on Murray Street down to the train station.
Right, so...
So that's why he had to put the line in.
Yeah.
So then, of course, it was used for passenger trams as well.
Right.
But the line was there for his locos.
Well, that's it.
Yes, that's it.
That's it for this week. Yes. Well, it's always nice reading the looking back files. It's interesting what people pick out to put into the looking back. And we always find something to talk about, don't we?
We do. There's always something.
Yes, so that's good. All right, well, until next week, Jeanette.
Until next week, Kate.
Signing off. For all life's life.